Good afternoon, everyone. It is third Sunday, so I'm speaking in English today. Well, the reason I started coming to the church was that because there was a food. So now if you look around today, we have a bit more people. So the more food, the more people we have. So maybe we should have food every Sunday. But before we enjoy our food, we'd like to feed our soul, our spirit, with the word of Jesus God. So let us pray. お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天の父なる神様、今日もあなたの恵みの中で、あなたを礼拝するひとときを備えてくださったことを心より感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞ私たち一人一人の魂を、あなたの恵みと、あなたの慈しみで満たし、私たちに必要な糧を今日も豊かにお与えくださいますように。また今日この場に来ることのできないお一人お一人も主をどうぞ覚えて、あなたがそのところにあって支え慰めてくださいますように。語る者のこの口をあなたが清めて、あなたの御言葉を語ることができますように。主をどうぞこの時を最後まであなたが導いてください。すべてを御手に委ね感謝して、愛するイエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
Great. So, today's story, the passage, kind of have a two sides of the story. The one is dark side and one is bright side. And of course, dark side is the story about the people, mostly the priest and the teachers of the law, what they were planning.How to trap Jesus and kill him. And plus, one of the disciples, the Judas Iscariot, was planning to betray him. This is the dark side of today's story. But there was also, in between, there is a bright side of the story. The story about the woman who showed her love and faith and thankfulness.To Jesus with all she can do. The days of darkness was approaching, but God always finds the light in it. No matter how the world is dark, and no matter how many people turn their back to God, God always finds the light in the world. And today she was the one, and we won't be like her as well.And today I asked to read the passage from the book of John as well. And these two stories sound really similar. Somewhat it's a little different. But I think we can say these two stories are talking about the same event. Or you might say, okay, the date is different. The Mark said 2 days before, but the John said 6 days before.So these are two different stories. But, you know, if you read carefully the Mark, these 2 days means the 2 days before, the police and teachers were discussing about how to kill the Jesus. But it doesn't mean the after the event happened the 2 days before. And if you read like four Gospels, they have four books about the life of Jesus,Not everyone writes the story according to the timelines. They kind of switch on purpose. So maybe Mark did that. So I think we can say these two passages are talking about the same event. And somewhat, the book of John tells more details. So that's why we read two passages today at once.So, first, I'd like to talk about the woman. And according to the book of John, she is a Mary. And she had a sister whose name is Martha and brother Lazarus. And this is a famous story. And what do you think, what kind of person do you think Mary was? honestly. I think she's a bit unique. Well, she's different. Well, maybe she is, you know, she is not, I don't know how to say it, but if you read the story about Mary from the Bible, there is one famous story. One time, Jesus was visiting and all the people preparing for the meal. And they were working busy to prepare the meal. But Mary was doing nothing. She was just sitting beside Jesus and was doing nothing. And Martha got mad at her. She was doing nothing. And in Japan, we call this kind of people KY, right? KY. KY stands for 空気が読めない. I don't know how do you translate this in English, but you cannot read the air. I don't know if that makes sense. Helen-san, does it make sense to you? Or you cannot read the air. Doesn't make sense? Okay, I'll have to explain then. That means you cannot kind of understand what's going on. You cannot, you know, yeah, yeah. Having a difficulty to coordinate with the other people, living in his or her own world. So don't know what's going on around her. So that's KY. So she was KY. And most time, you know, she was not the woman who was respected by the older people, but rather, well, maybe she's a little, you know, troublemaker, or let's just let her be, you know. She was different. And today, here she comes again. Just before the meal, she broke the jar, the filled with this most expensive perfume, and it has a strong fragrant smell. And one time I remember the lady from the church had a drop of this same kind of perfume. That was a souvenir from Israel or something. And she dropped it on her Bible, and it kept the fragrance for a month. That's how strong this perfume is. Just a drip. But she poured that onto Jesus before the meal. And John said the room was filled with fragrance. Of course it was filled with fragrance. Maybe not only in the room, but, you know, the neighbors also even could smell it. Maybe it was good smell, but if it's too strong, not a little bit too much. And especially before the meal. If you go to the restaurant, you don't want to sit the person who has like strong perfume or cologne. You that will ruin the meal. So maybe the Martha or rather thought, oh, here the Mary did it again. No. And of course, some people were mad at her. What she is doing? She's stupid. That we even don't know that perfume belonged to her. Maybe she just grabbed it from somewhere else. Might be belonged to the Martha, I don't know, but. But people mad at her and blamed her for that. But Jesus was different. He was different. Just like the time she was just sitting beside him, that Jesus had never blamed her. Rather, he always cared for her and lifted her up, placed her what she did. Jesus was so kind to her. And what she has done might be seen, maybe seems to be stupid things. But I can imagine, because she poured such a strong perfume, that fragrance remained all the way through the week, all the way through the trial, all the way through the tribulation, all the way to the cross, and even to the grave. Have you ever been immersed in that? when Jesus was, you know, was hidden, and when Jesus was crucified on the cross, people could smell the fragrance of this perfume. And that fragrant smell reminded Jesus about Mary. She did what she could, the best. And that, I'm sure, comforted him and encouraged him all the way through his tribulation. So what she has done was actually great things and should be remembered. Now, what we can learn, what shall we learn from today's story? I just want to point out three points again. First, from today's story, we'd like to keep this in our mind. When you judge someone, or when you, before you judge someone, or before you say something to correct someone's action, make sure where it came from, where your mind came from. It's easy to say right thing. It's easy to say appropriate advice, like Judah did. But where did it come from? Did it come from your love, your kindness, or faith in God? Or did it just come from jealous, or hatred, or ungodly desire, like just like Judah? What Judah said was correct. He is right. If she sold the perfume and used that money for the poor people, maybe she could save a lot of people. So what Judah was saying was right. But Jesus knew his heart. And I think this is what we have to be careful all the time in the church as well. Because we have a temptation to correct people. We have a temptation to, oh, he is wrong, she is wrong, and we want to say something about it. Well, that's right, that's okay. But did it really come from God? Did it really come from your kindness? Or you just hate that person? Or you just don't like that person? Or you just have a jealous? From appearance, you might look like you're saying right thing. But what really matters is where it came from. So we always want to watch our heart when we say something to correct people or say something to people's action. And secondly, we'd like to remember how Jesus treated this woman, how he treated Mary. He always cared for her. He always be nice. He always encouraged her, praised her. You did good, you did great. And we can say she was not the smartest woman. She was not the woman who was always always aroused or always respected by the people. But Jesus being so nice to her. And not only her, but if we read through the Bible, Jesus was always with weak. He always stand beside the weak. And I think this is our church should be. But sadly, sometimes the church does, or we does, opposite. We admire someone who has great faith, who did a great job, and we kind of intentionally or unintentionally can pressure on the people to, or we have to catch up and we have to be like that great person. And if you are not, we judge. My daughter goes to new school now. It's not new, it's old school, where Lucy actually graduated. But now she goes to a different school. That's closer to my place, and now we can walk to the school. So we walk to the school every morning, and on the way back to home in the afternoon. And in the morning and in the afternoon, we always see this group of students with volunteer people. They're walking together, maybe from grade 1 to grade 6. And if you see grade 6, they are big. Mm-hmm. Some of them are even taller than I. And grade 1, they are little. And they walk across the road together. And how fast do they go? They adjust the speed to the little ones, right? That's what we do. And even today, we're going to eat curry and rice and some good delicious side dishes as well. But I chose mild curry today, right? I know some of you might like the spicy one, but I chose mild one. Why? Because children can eat. Because they cannot eat spicy one. So we adjust the curry for the little ones. And Jesus was like that. He was always with the little ones, the weak and smallest. And he walked with them. How about us? In the church, I think we should be the same. Sometimes, you know, we try to run as fast as the fastest person in the church, but that's not the way church should be. We should adjust the speed to the slowest person. And sometimes we hear, oh, he is just a baby Christian, she's just a baby Christian, she or he doesn't know anything yet at all. Okay, but how do you treat the baby? Do you blame the baby because the baby cannot eat by him or herself? Or do you blame the baby because she can't pee in the toilet? We don't do that. But we do that to the people in the church sometimes. We judge. And we make them feel inferior. That's not what Jesus wants. So always remember, we walk with the slowest person. That's what Jesus did. And number three, what we want to remember today is all what matters is to be remembered by God and not by the people. Our life, the goal and purpose of life is to be remembered by God and not by the people. The woman, what the Mary did was waste. That was waste. At least to the eyes of the people in the room. But Jesus said, what you did will be remembered. And it was recorded in the Holy Bible, and we read it today. We live for Christ because He loved us and He gave His life for us. And we live for Christ because we love Him. And not to be aroused by the people. Or not to be remembered or respected by the people. We live for Christ, not to live the nameplate on the building, on the bench. We just live for Christ, just to be remembered by God. When we do something for God, and this is what I taught to the children, but sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we do stupid things. And sometimes even when we do our best, people may not even recognize it. Or sometimes even you could be blamed. Oh, you did a stupid thing like Mary. But what really matters to us is to be remembered by God. When we reach to heaven, all we want to hear is that the Father, the God, saying, "My beloved son, my beloved daughter, I remember what you did, what you have done for me." That's all we want to hear.
Sometimes we were frustrated. Like especially if you do something good for the church or for the God and nobody notices it, and we get frustrated. Well, I did this much, but nobody's thanking me. And she's doing nothing, he's doing nothing. I did this much job. And nobody's recognizing it. And we get irida, we get frustrated.
But all we need is to be remembered by God. And God knows everything. Even people did not notice, God knows everything what we did for him. So let us live like Mary. Let us live to be remembered by God.
お祈りいたします。Let's pray. 愛する天の父なる神様、私たちがあなたのためにできること、それは大したことではありません。どんなに大きなことを成し遂げたと思っても、神様、あなたの目にはそれは小さなことにすぎません。しかしよ、あなたは私たちの心を調べ、そしてそれがどんなに愚かなことであっても、どんなに小さなことであったとしても、あなたは私たちの心を探り、それを喜ばれます。主よ、私たちがあなたのために生きるとき、どうぞ私たちの心が清いものでありますように。自分の名誉のためや、あるいは人との競争や、そういったものからではなく、主よ、純粋にあなたをしたい、あなたを愛する心を持って私たちが生き、また私たちがあなたのために尽くすことができますように、どうぞ私たちの心をあなたの恵みによって満たし、清め、また用いてください。すべては感謝し、御手に委ね、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。